BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loads on it. We revisit the cafe where Chris goes for lunch. You know the one with the particularly meaty lasagna. And where he dropped the pants off yesterday. I just want to know more. Sarah Cox plays Real or No Real. Further proof that BBC newsreader Simon McCoy is an absolute legend. And more on our favourite new TV show, Naked and Afraid. It's got two of the best things on TV, nature and naked people.
BBC Radio 1.
Finley's been on Twitter saying, just seen your Wrecking Ball DVD. All I have to say is that took guts. Brave lad. Can I just point out that is not me. Nothing to do with me, thank you.
I'm quite keen to distance myself from it.
I've already distanced myself. That is definitely 100% Greg James and not myself, okay? So no one make that mistake ever again. Thank you.
Do you find you avoid him now? Like, I see him on one side of the office and I sort of... If the choice is to go to the... I leave it a little bit to go to the toilet, you know, just to sort of avoid him.
He's done himself no favours. He's had to take 2 days off. He's so embarrassed. He says he's filming, but we all know the truth.
Yeah. I'm concerned about what he's filming now. I mean, there needs to be some quality control.
Yeah, just stop it. Put it away. Also today, I'd quite like to send you to the cafe again.
No, you've just told me this, and I thought we agreed that yesterday, if I went and delivered the pants, we'll just leave it at that. Why has everything always got to escalate?
If you're a new listener, this will be really confusing.
Oh, sorry, yeah, of course.
So Chris went to a cafe yesterday and dropped his pants off. Still wrong.
Again.
Right, explain.
So basically, there's this deli that I found, and weirdly, the bloke there thinks that I'm someone I'm not, and then a couple of days ago asked me if I could get hold of some pants for him.
Now, he's been going along with the fact that he knows this guy called Matt, and he doesn't know.
I don't want to stop going to the deli, so yesterday Scott made me bring a load of pants. I went and bought a load of pants, and I dropped them off in a brown paper envelope yesterday and just left it there. Now, Scott's keen for me to go back, obviously, to go find out, because I suppose we did leave it at that, didn't we?
I want to see if he likes the pants.
No, well, I don't. I'm fine, I'm done with it.
What
now.
If you get there and he serves you lunch in his Ninja Turtle pants?
I don't want to know.
That you got him. Well, please go later. We are going back to the cafe, that's decided.
Oh, that's happening then,
that's
is
definitely
it?
Happening. We've made a decision without you, and you are going back today.
Right.
Okay? I'm just taking control. Yeah?
I just...
Girlfriend?
What are you hoping to achieve?
I want to know what he thought of the pants, and I just want to get an update, really, and see what he says to you. I can't wait.
So I take away having a late lunch again?
We'll have late lunch again, yeah, but I think it'll be worth it. A lot of people saying, if the lasagna's as good as you say it is, it's going to be worth it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I want to talk about our new favourite TV obsession, Naked and Afraid.
Oh, it's so good.
I found the trailer.
Two strangers.
There's my partner.
One man and one woman. Both experienced survivalists have chosen to put their skills to the ultimate test. They have no water, no food, and no clothes. Their challenge is to survive for 21 days.
This is a hyena print. There's one, there's more.
God, we're so screwed.
This is one nasty place.
Naked in the land of venomous snakes.
Knowing that the human body can only live 3 days without water.
We need water, fast.
And begins to shut down after 3 weeks without food.
Oh my God.
This is the Everest of survival challenges.
Oh my goodness.
Can a man and woman survive alone in the wilderness?
I don't want to be here anymore.
Naked and afraid.
The jungle takes everything you've got.
How epic is that?
Mate, it doesn't get better.
I mean, this is the way that all of these shows are going to go now. Everyone's going to have no clothes on. Yeah. All the nature shows, wildlife shows. Attenborough's going to be naked soon.
It's two of my favourite things. Wildlife shows and nudity.
I know.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you think about it. Ray Mears.
Yeah.
Attenborough. Strachan.
Strachan in the bus.
Bruce Parry. Bear Grylls. They're all going to have to do it.
Grylls needs to take his clothes off. This is the way it's going to go. So this is Shane and Kim, who are two strangers they've never met before. They are the man and the woman. They are survivalists, and they have to survive for 21 days in a Costa Rican rainforest. Naked. All they have is a primitive map and the sun. That's it. No food, no clothes for 21 days.
But even with clothes, this show would be amazing.
Yes, but it makes it better
great,
because they're naked.
But they're not wearing any clothes. It's just stunning.
So they are kind of hiking through this dense jungle in this episode, right? And they set up a makeshift camp. This is not easy at all. And Shane tries to make a bit of conversation with Kim because he's going to be seeing a lot of her.
So, kiddo, what do you like about outdoors?
Everything.
Tell me about Minnesota.
It's cold.
She's talkative, Kim.
And the whole time, I take it when they're talking, they're just completely ignoring.
Yeah.
You know, don't look down.
It's like what we were saying, if we ever did do something like this, we promised that we both would not look down when we go to the nudist beach. That was what it was.
I saw one clip of it. I still haven't seen a full show of it yet, but I've seen lots of clips of this. And I saw one where he, when they first meet, and it was quite a good idea, actually. They both said to each other, I'll tell you what, let's just look now. Let's just get it done.
Okay.
And they both look and they go, right, we've got that out of the way to try and make it less awkward. I think it makes it more awkward, if anything.
Go on, like... look at it. Go on. So here's the bit where they see some water, which obviously they need to survive. They're on the top of this kind of massive hill, and they have to try and get down the verge safely. And it's in a rainforest, so it's quite difficult. But remember, they've got no clothes on.
Wow, that's a wicked drop-off.
Sorry? Oh, no, sorry, that's about the hill.
Wow, that's a wicked drop-off.
Let's get to it, because I'm thirsty.
If you slip, just give me a heads up that you're coming down on top of me. Are you okay?
I got a spike in me, but that's, I think...
Oh, she's naked!
Not right, is it? I mean, they've...
She's got a spike in her.
It's even the little things, like walking around barefoot and you're getting all the ants biting.
Yes. There's a bit where they're like, ow, all over because of these little biting ants. It's horrific, this show, but that's why it's brilliant.
What's he going to do, I can't say, how's he going to work with them first thing in the morning?
I have thought that. He'll probably just have to hide for a while from Kim.
It must be just awkward. It's like, give him 45 minutes or something nice.
Kim has thought about this.
Well, if we do get cold, that might be a little awkward, us both being naked spooning. Maybe I'll be the big spoon.
It's probably best, Kim. Mm. My favourite bit, when we watched it, we had it on in the studio for a little bit yesterday, and Chris is obsessed with it.
So
my favourite quote, it's just his twig and berries in the water.
It's just everything, because the problem is they're doing all the same things that these wildlife experts do in clothes, but when they're completely naked, it's just quite odd, isn't it, when you see him lying in a river?
The show is called Naked and Afraid. It's on the Discovery Channel. And it is our new favourite thing.
It's surely going to provide... I'll tell you, I do think it's going to make I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here look rubbish.
Yeah.
And it certainly is crying out for a celebrity edition of Naked and Afraid. Imagine. You know the people that go on these shows generally? Similar type, you know, those kind of celebs.
I do, yeah.
I really hope phone calls are going into their... In fact, maybe we should do that.
Celebrity Naked and Afraid.
Maybe that's an idea. Let's call round.
Yes, let's see who we can get. I bet we'll be quite surprised.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you remember a while ago we were talking about this legend BBC news reader called Simon McCoy? And we were obsessed with him when he was covering the royal baby news from outside where it was all happening.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news.
He's a hero.
We love him.
He really is a legend in my eyes.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest. The buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news.
Simon McCoy, you are a hero to us. On BBC News, he's been at it again.
He's the gift who keeps on giving.
He is class. But he's a pro. So this morning, Simon was on BBC News doing a bit about the drunk tanks, which has been on Newsbeat today, while holding a load of paper.
Yeah. Now, it's quite hard to explain. It's not just, like, sheets of paper, you know, like when you see newsreaders go, like...
No.
What he's holding is an actual, like, unopened pad.
Yeah, it's a refill pack of A4 paper in his hand while he's standing up doing a news story. He made the mistake, apparently, of... mistaking a pack of photocopier paper for his iPad.
Yes. Yeah. A spokeswoman for the BBC News has said, in the rush of live news, he didn't have an opportunity to swap the item, so simply went with it.
Instead of picking up his tablet to hold as he went on air,
yeah,
he mistakenly picked up a ream of paper that was sitting next to him.
But what's great is this whole story. And this is what a pro this legend is. He's just carried on. He's holding
a refill pack of A4, but he's literally just doing the news. Nothing to see here. Like, he is the most unflappable professional bloke ever. It looks like he's kind of aware that he knows that he's holding an A4 piece of paper.
He's just going with it, Scott.
Can we get the video up? There's a video which has gone on YouTube, which we'll put up on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook. You need to see this. Just look how relaxed he is, just casually, instead of the tablet, holding the A4 refill pack.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, listen, if you get a chance, watch the Matt Edmondson video about the important look on Radio 1's music, the unique relationship Radio 1 has with the music industry. Sounds serious. It isn't. It's actually a very good insight of seeing how the music gets chosen to be played on Radio 1. Because obviously there's hundreds of new bands and new artists. But who makes it on air? That's what you'll find out by watching this video, which I'll put on the Radio 1 Twitter right now, at BBCR1, and on the Radio 1 Facebook. It's got Ollie Murs in it, Example, Gabrielle Aplin, and everyone from the Radio 1 family, all of your favourite DJs. I really hope that they don't have any outtakes of us doing that.
It was awful, wasn't it? we had to do this little interview for it, and it was, I'm not the most professional.
It's like when someone, you know, in class when you're not allowed to laugh and then you do more, it was like that. Anyway, watch the video now and see our really serious interview. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Facebook. It's going on now. Give it a watch. It's really good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So in this cafe right near Radio 1, where we get lunch a lot because of their amazing food, there was a fateful moment where the guy who serves Chris every day went, "How's Matt?" And instead of Chris going, "Sorry, who's Matt? I don't know who Matt is," you went, "Yeah, he's fine." And now he asks every single time that Chris goes in, "Have you seen Matt? Is Matt all right? Seen him lately?" You're too far into it to now say, "I don't know who Matt is." From that, the situation has now got ridiculous. So the guy asked him yesterday if Chris could get him some pants and showed him the current pants that he was wearing. So what happened was we decided to go and buy some pants.
Carry on going for lunch there. I thought I'd just play along with the story.
Yeah. Now, so we went to get the lunch yesterday. Chris took 6 pairs of pants in a brown paper bag and dropped them off, but then ran with his lunch. So I'm surprised you didn't stay around. I'm quite disappointed. I wanted to see what the fallout of that would be.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, let's go back today, right? He's got the pants now. He might even be wearing them. So I'm saying one more lunch, and if it all goes wrong, then, like, we won't go there again.
Do I bring up the subject of pants, or do I...
Maybe, yeah. Do what you want. Just see how it feels when you go in there.
The key's just getting food.
Yeah, just get food. I just want to see what he says. Because when you ran out, I was like, what are you doing? You
could just say that. Okay, all right.
Also, some people are like, oh, you're making this up. Really? We'd make this up. This has been going on for 4 months, the how's Matt thing. And then when the pants thing happened, we just thought, this is too good. We've got to do this on the radio. So if you go off now, I'll play Half Moon Run.
Okay.
Good luck. This is Scott Mills. So Chris is on his way to the cafe right now. But I'm thinking that I've got a bit of an idea to take advantage of him not being able to hear me walking down the street to the cafe at the moment. I'm actually going to call the cafe next. It's going to be difficult to explain this whole situation, but I just want to get to the bottom of it and see what's going on. So I'm actually going to call the cafe after the next song. Okay, I'm going to call the cafe now. I don't know what's going to happen in this call. It could be quite cringe, but stick with it. I want to know what's going on with the pants and the mat thing. Wait there, please. Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. This is a bit of a strange one. I'm calling from Radio 1 down the road.
Yes.
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good. Did anyone come in and drop off some pants yesterday in a brown bag?
Yes.
Right. Was that to you?
Yes.
Okay. My friend Chris comes in to get his lunch at your place most days.
Yes.
He always gets lasagna.
Yeah.
He normally gets lasagna and the chicken and rice.
Yes.
Now, you know Chris, the one I'm talking about?
I think I do. I'm not 100% because I don't know his first name.
Well, he's a friend of Matt.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, he doesn't actually know who that person is.
He
doesn't know him at all. He's just kind of been going along. When you say, "Oh, say hi to him for me," he doesn't actually know who that is.
Okay.
I think it's a case of mistaken identity, really.
Yeah, no, because it just seems strange because oh my God.
What?
I feel really, really bad because.
Why?
Did you tell me he actually went out and bought the underwear?
He did, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. But he felt so bad that he's just been kind of going along with it and going, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll say hi to him. But he feels so, so bad about it. That's why he went and bought the pants.
That's really... Because I thought it was a bit weird, because...
Were they not the ones you wanted?
No, I thought... Because yesterday it just seemed a bit odd, yesterday, the way it all happened.
Yeah.
Because I asked him the day before, I said... Because I thought he worked with this other guy, which I swear he was there before.
What, with him?
There must be two people that look very similar, and I must completely confuse them.
Oh, I just wanted to ring you to get to the bottom of it, because we're really confused as well.
This guy must think I'm really, really weird asking him for bands.
It's been puzzling us for about 2 months, because he's been coming in, and you've been like, oh, say hi to him for me, and... He doesn't know who it is.
Well, I'm glad I've been a lovely topic of conversation on Radio 1.
You have. Also, who is the guy that can get you that stuff?
No, he works at one of the clothes stores down here, so I asked him for a favour. If he could get me something, I would pay him for them, because a friend has asked me.
Oh, I see. So you were gonna hand over money for the pants?
Yeah.
He just dropped them off in a bag?
Yeah, and that's why I thought it was a bit odd.
This is brilliant. Okay, yeah, no, well, my name's Scott Mills. What's your name?
Danilo.
Okay, nice to speak to you, and thanks for solving the mystery.
Yes.
One more thing. I just wonder, because Chris is going to come in quite soon for his lunch.
Uh-huh.
Would you be able to help me out? Because I think we could use this to our advantage.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right. Just ask loads of questions about the guy that you think he knows.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you could be like, how's Matt doing? Is he all right?
Okay.
When did you last see Matt? What's he up to now? Where's he living?
Okay, no problem.
And are you going to his party at the weekend?
All right, no problem.
Wicked, I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for doing this.
No worries.
It's Radio 1. Right, so Chris has been waiting outside the cafe waiting for me to send him in, and he's on the line now. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Don't know.
So yesterday you dropped off the underwear at the delicatessen near us, where we get lunch a lot. But what's he going to say about the pants today when you order that lasagna?
The thing is, yesterday I could order the food and then just give the pants at the end.
Yeah.
That was fine. Whereas what I've realised now is from the second I go in and make the food order, I assume he's going to want to talk about yesterday's scenario.
Yeah, but just go with it.
Yeah. Okay. He might not even mention it, because thinking about it, if he was just embarrassed by the whole thing and realises I'm not the person he's looking for, maybe he just won't say anything.
Possibly, yeah. Maybe he'll just be like, it never happened.
Yeah.
Okay,
an ideal result.
Go and find the man and make the order. Let's see what happens. Good luck.
Okay, there's a small queue, which is annoying, because it means I've got to be in there longer. What do you want for lunch, Scott?
I'll have a chicken and rice.
Same again?
Yeah.
Lasagna is on, if I can tempt you.
I'm all right, thanks. Radio 1.
Hello, mate, you alright? How's it going? You good? He's okay, yeah. I haven't seen him today. Can I get one cheesy pasta, please, and two chicken and veg to take away? I'll see him later at work. Oh, I don't know. I think he's seeing his girlfriend, I think. The girlfriend? Yeah, she's all right. They haven't been together very long. I don't know much about her.
Oh, God.
blonde. She's kind of blonde, kind of brunette. You know that weird, when you get that very average looking girl. I'd love to bring her here. Two chicken and veg, please, and one other pasta. Yeah, lovely, thank you. Were the clothes all right? Yeah, please, yeah. Were they the right size and everything? The right size? No, no, that's good. No, no, that's cool.
Thank you.
That's all right. So they were all right? No, the pants were all right. Yes, please, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not wearing them now, are you? No, no, sorry. Cheers. I can't all be for us. It's giving us more food. Is he expecting more pants? That's great. Thank you, mate. Cheers. The party with Matt at the weekend? Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll see you then. All right, mate. See you later. Yeah, okay. First beer on me. Bye, then. See you later, mate. Oh, my God. How's that work?
Are you out?
I'm out.
Oh, well, that went well.
Scott, I'm not happy. He's asking so many questions about this. I only think every time we go back now, it's just going to make things worse.
You're going to have to give him pants for the rest of his life.
I can't do that. It's the whole thing's gone too far.
He was asking a lot of questions.
Let's just end it now. That's it. We've got the food for the final time. I said this yesterday, but let's just leave it now. It's just too much stress. I love food, but this just isn't worth it anymore.
I liked it when you said that Matt's girlfriend was half blonde, half brunette.
I don't know what else to say. I'm sort of not enjoying lunch anymore because of this now. So right. Let's just call an end to it.
Come back and we'll discuss it.
All right.
Bye. You right?
I'm confused, to be honest. I'm getting loads. Well, I've just gone on my Twitter, and I'm seeing loads of tweets from people
about the cafe thing.
The cafe thing, yeah.
Sure. Can I tell you something? I actually called the cafe when you went out to get the lunch. I just wanted
really?
To get I just wanted to get a little bit more info. I just couldn't
Why'd
wait any longer.
That?
What?
Why did you?
Just
do
wanted
that?
To find out. You know, when one of those things is like, I just need to find out now. I'm just going to ring them. But I actually know a lot more about this than you do.
So you, hang on, so before I went into the cafe, not on the way back?
Before. Just called up the guy.
But I went in and, so when he was asking all about, so do we know who Matt is?
Yes.
Who is he?
I'll tell you in a minute.
How did you have the time?
Made your way outside.
That's a little bit. That's a little bit iffy, Mills. I thought I was going.
Okay, so here's the moment when I spoke to the guy in the cafe, right? And he realises that he's got completely the wrong people.
Oh my god!
What?
I feel really, really bad because.
Why?
You tell me he actually went out and bought the underwear.
He did, yeah.
Oh my god! That's really because I thought it was a bit weird because.
Were they not the ones you wanted?
Oh God!
And as for who Matt is, do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Who is the guy?
He works at one of the clothes stores down here, so I asked him for a favour if he could get me some, and I'd pay him for them because a friend has asked me.
Oh, I see. So you were gonna hand over money for the pants?
Yeah.
He just dropped them off in a bag.
Yeah, and that's why I thought it was a bit odd.
All piecing together now.
Right. So he thinks I know someone called Matt, who works in a fashion store.
Yeah, in a fashion place around here.
So why didn't you tell me before I went? So I went in there. So
what's the fun in that?
I was well stressed, because I was like, why is he asking so many questions today?
Listen to this. Would you be able to help me out? Because I think we could use this to our advantage.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right. Just ask loads of questions about the guy that you think he knows.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you could be like, how's Matt doing? Is he all right?
Okay.
When did you last see Matt?
All right, no problem.
Sorry, that was all my fault. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I just can't take this in.
What?
He knew you'd spoken to
him. That was a long
him.
Gap. What?
Yeah, sorry, things were computing. So you called, and so those questions all came from you, basically. It's you stitching me up.
But a little bit,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so all these tweets that I've had coming in going, don't do it, Chris, he's stitching you up. Don't do it, Chris, don't go in, it's a trap. It was a trap.
Yes, it was.
Right, okay.
But we can now go in there again.
Okay, I'm kind of happy. So right? We can have lunch there again.
Yeah, we're allowed.
And we know who Matt is.
We know who Matt is. Oh, cool. And he now knows that you're not the person that he thinks you were.
Winning.
So actually, I mean, yes, the last bit was all set up by me, but...
Right.
But okay. Now... We can go back there forevermore.
Well, okay.
So therefore, it's a good result.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Look who it is. It's Sarah Cox.
Hi.
Hey, love.
Wah, 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 wah. Or is it? Is it just a mirage? Do you want to touch me, Chris?
Go on, then.
Yeah, it's
definitely Sarah Cox.
Return of the Cox.
Hello there. Thanks for coming in to play Real or No Real.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Okay.
I did actually text you, which is a bit clingy. I'm about tomorrow, like, no pressure.
If you should need anyone to play. It's good to see you.
You too, babe.
Okay, first one today.
When Caroline and Eino from Icona Pop first met and decided to form a band together, they celebrated by going to a nightclub, taking Caroline's pet rabbit with them.
Ooh. That's the kind of thing you used to do, isn't it, in the early 2000s?
What, take a rabbit everywhere with me?
No, didn't you leave a rabbit somewhere?
I left a basset hound under a pub table once. Why don't you guys just move on? It was great. We were on a Radio 1 jaunt for the weekend.
I remember.
We'd given away all the goodie bags. It was back in the day. We stopped off, I think, for a pub lunch or something, and as the coach pulled out of the car park, I was like, got me bag? Got it. Oh, my dog. And we had to go back. Poor old Snoop.
Bless Snoop.
You brought your dog on a Radio 1 school trip?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was only a puppy then. It was before all the health and safety guidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get them through the door now. The amount of forms you have to fill out. But anyway, so she took a rabbit to a club.
Mm. I remember having to walk Snoop once at that same trip. I don't know where you were.
What did I even do with him when I was on stage doing the announcing and stuff? It's so weird.
Don't know. Anyway, Icona Pop, did they
and
bring
that?
He
wasn't even like one of those dogs that you could have in an handbag. He was massive.
He was
like
even
eight stone a dog, yeah. Bless him.
Did Icona Pop take their rabbit clubbing?
Yeah, it seems like the quirky kind of thing a group like that would do. I'm saying real.
If it was a white rabbit and it was under the ultraviolet lights, it'd look amazing on the dance floor. So
true
it's
that.
A real, it's a real.
That one is real.
Mm. You know why? Because they're crazy Swedish people. And everyone from any Scandinavian country normally is bonkers.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's why. So what about...
Thanks for that factual ending there.
What about this one?
The nominations for the 2002 Mercury Music Prize included a jazz quartet consisting of a piano, a clarinet, a harp and some bagpipes.
Oh, is it bagpipes? Is that jazz?
I don't know.
I wear my fingers crossed for a kazoo, if I'm honest. That could probably get in the Mercury, because they do like to be quite broad, don't they?
They do.
I bet we could send Chris in for next year's with a piece of tissue paper and a comb.
And they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. It's the future.
Bagpipes. Controversial, that, because I don't think that is jazz, is it?
No, is it? Heck, it's a pipe. It's a native pipe.
But did it get into the 2002 Mercury nominations?
Well, I saw Speech de Bell on MasterChef. Did you? She won it like only a couple of years ago as well.
I know. She's on MasterChef.
Yeah, she is doing like a slow cooked pork or something.
Were you on that? Were you on at the same time?
No, what? Me on MasterChef? Are you joking? I gave my kids sweet corn on toast the other week. That'd never make it.
I've never even thought of sweet corn on toast. That's a new one.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Just sweet corn on toast?
Well, I didn't have much in. I made up for it the next day, though. They had fish and stuff and loads of greenery.
What a day. Sweet corn on toast. Imagine how disappointed they were.
Well, thanks, Mum.
What about the time I had to use up all the food before it went off and they had cauliflower, cod and rice? It was like a ghostly dinner, this white dinner. My eyes. It was so white. Poor kids.
Right, so Mercury's real or no real?
Real. Get the bagpipes off.
No real.
That one is no real.
Oh rubbish. That's the worst thing, no offence to all the bagpipes out there. But when you hear a bagpipe, once you hear the... that's underneath the... No offence, like I say.
No offence.
Next.
The strum ringtone found on the iPhone was composed by Ryan Tedder from One Republic.
Oh, wow.
What's the strum?
Should we play it in? Shut up. I hate this noise. It's my alarm.
Yeah, it was my alarm for a while.
Hate it.
Yeah. Oh, I used to have Smack That as my ringtone.
By Akon.
Why?
It was really inappropriate as well. You know what I mean?
Smack that on
the floor, smack that. If you want some more, I was like, it was really bad ringtone. That one's not good either. Is that your alarm?
It's my alarm. Ooh. Yeah, so obviously I've got bad connotations.
Yeah.
So I wake up to that. What's your alarm?
I've got a...
Is it a generic one or is it another Akon song?
No, I've got different songs.
Lonely.
I'd be so defensive.
So this one being composed by...
Ryan Tedder.
Not One Direction, One Republic.
Mm. He's the one that wrote all the songs for Adele.
Oh, well, there you go. So he's,
do you think he offered that to Adele first before he offered it to Fawn?
I'm not having that! Get lost! Real or no real?
No real.
Someone's got to... You know, the thing is, someone's got to... I'm saying real.
Really? Oh, I should copy you.
What's your final answer, Sarah?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes! You've got a weird mind who makes this up, man over there.
And here we go.
The song with the longest title in UK Top 40 history was the 1974 hit You Can Make Me Dance, Sing or Anything, open brackets, even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board or any other domestic shortcomings, close brackets.
Shut up, that would be amazing.
Is anyone aware of what that song actually is?
Well... Why would we tell you? Because then you'd know the answer.
No, because the question is, was it the longest title?
Oh, yeah.
So it actually is a title?
Well, I don't know.
Is that the longest one?
I don't know. I think there's a suspicion here that this might not even be a real song.
Oh, you're joking. I wanted that for my ringtone, for my alarm in the morning.
So, yeah, you don't know whether it's a real song or
what
not.
What is it? I would do... Because there was I Would Do Anything for Love, but I wouldn't do that.
It is... You can make me dance, sing or anything, even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board or any other domestic shortcomings.
What year? 74?
Real or no real, please?
No real.
No real.
That one is real.
No, it's not, though.
I'm so annoyed with myself because I need
domestic shortcomings.
That was the full title of this song by Rod Stewart. It's not been on Radio 1 for too long. Shortcomings wasn't in the actual song, apparently.
What about the fixing a fuse?
Fixing a fuse, folding a chair, and any other domestic shortcomings.
That's the official title of the song.
Is it really?
Yeah. But I don't know whether
he actually sings
about mending a fuse and folding away the ironing board. If it's in the title. Wow.
He doesn't have that trouble now with Penny. I bet she does it all. With them long legs. Use them as an ironing board rod. Get them out.
Woo! And at the end of that round, real on a real.
Do you know what's a draw? We both scored 20.
Oh, can I come back another time?
Yes, you can. Yes, just text me. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Sarah Cox.
Thanks, my darling.
See you soon.
Bye.
That was Wednesday's show. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Another round of innuendo bingo. That's happening at 1:45. If you can't listen to our show live, then that's what this podcast is for.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.